I mean, it's difficult for sure. I mean, anytime you get a pit road with a curve in it, it makes it difficult because you're trying to push your lights and stuff and all that. But yeah, so earlier this year, it was the first pit stop. I sped like that first segment, and then during the green flag stop, you have a point like when you get to the corner where you can speed up, you know, because it's a longer distance, and I got to my point just a little too quickly. So we definitely looked at that a lot this week and studied and just try to execute better than I did earlier this year.
Is there any concerns about that? Because also last week in Martinsville twice?
No, honestly, I think it, in a way it's good, you know, that I had those mistakes, because it allowed us to dig deeper and to look at, you know, why I've made those mistakes, which both have been, you know, similar. So yeah, I think it makes me more conscious of what not to do or you not to do it too quickly. So I think it was honestly good that I sped twice earlier this year at the track that we're racing the championship at, and you know, leading into it, I think, because it'll give me a better awareness.
What's the dynamic been like this week between you and Chase, having teammates in the championship
four? Yeah, it's been, I don't know, just exciting. Really, it's the most time we've spent probably with each other all year. Just I think because we're, you know, competing in a championship together and doing stuff together. But yeah, it's just cool, you know, awesome for Rick to have a, you know, 50% shot of winning another championship. So hopefully Chase or I can get it done, and you bring another championship home.
So it hasn't been like hush hush or secrets?
No, not at all. I mean, as far as the car side of things goes, no, I mean, I think you know, my team, the 9 team, they've been, every team really has been preparing their Phoenix car for a while now. So and our teams do a good job of working together, and I think that's really important. As far as like Chase and I go and drivers go, I don't know, you don't like talk that much about anything anyways. You, I don't even, you know, there's nothing to keep a secret about anyways.
It's the same car that you ran in the spring, right?
I have no clue. Yeah, I don't know.
I think I heard Cliff say that.
Okay. We were really fast earlier this year, so that's good.
How do you feel about Phoenix? Like you said, really, you know, fast earlier in the year.
Yeah, so I didn't execute, obviously, a good race at all earlier this year, but I felt like my car was capable of, you know, winning that race for sure. So, yeah, I'm excited to get back going and try to just, you know, execute a better race and hopefully to keep myself in position.
Speaking of Cliff, what's been the greatest quality that he's been a part of your team, especially in now going fine for a championship and keeping that focused mindset rather than just kind of holding it in the playoffs?
Yeah, he's, you know, he's a really intense person, crew chief, really competitive, but his leadership skills are really good, and I feel like the way he leads our team and his communication is amazing. So, he's just great at what he does. I'm very fortunate to be, you know, together with him, and it's gone, you know, our relationship has gone even better than I thought it would before the season started.
So what about the Braves? Are you a baseball fan?
I'm not really
No?
I mean, I'm definitely a playoff fan of every sport. I don't have like a specific team at all. Okay. But yes, I enjoyed watching the World Series. Owen's gotten into baseball this year, so it was fun to watch with him and you know, have him kind of express his knowledge and stuff a little bit, and learning, you're watching. So yeah, it was cool. And I mean, I was definitely cheering for the Braves just because, you know, Chase is a diehard Braves fan, so I thought it'd be cool, you know, see them win.
The last seven championship championship fours, one of the four guys one had to win the race. They won. Is this a must-win situation, do you think?
Well, I mean, it's obviously not a must-win, just the way that it is. You know, you got to just beat the other three guys. But like you said, you know, ever since they've gone to this format, the winner, you've had to win the championship. So, yes, I kind of think it is a must-win for sure. I definitely think the four of us will be, you know, the four at the front. And, yeah, we'll have to well, I think the winner will be the champion for sure.
I'm curious then how you're dealing with the pressure, this being your first time in the championship four. How are you sort of dealing with that pressure if this is a quote-unquote must-win?
I don't know, just treat it. I haven't treated it any differently than any other race. It hasn't so far felt any different. I haven't had any butterflies this week, which has been good, because I didn't know, you know, how I would feel leading into this week's events. But I think I'm just really excited for the opportunity, and hopefully, you know, we can take advantage of the opportunity and win my first championship. It's just a really, you know, this is something you always dream about, you know, being in this position to win a championship. And I'm just very happy and thankful and lucky to be sitting where I am right now talking to you guys, you know, speaking about a championship.
Do you think that lack of championship four experience kind of puts you at a disadvantage compared to the other competitors who have been in championship four situations before?
Not at all. I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, Chase proved last year that, you know, it doesn't matter. Yeah, we've won the most races this year. So yeah, it's I don't know. It's just try to treat it as another race.
Is that because you've been in similar circumstances in the past? Not as big, but I mean, you've been in championship situations in the past. Is that
right? Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I've truly like raced for a championship, and I don't really remember how I felt then. You know, I won a sprint car championship in 2010. I won the K&N championship in 2012. So it's been, you know, almost a decade since I've, you know, been in this position to win a championship. So, and I feel like, though, you know, if I was nervous then, I don't feel nervous now. And maybe that's just because, you know, a lot more experience and you know, confidence in the race team and stuff.
Is that just your nature? You just don't get nervous about these things?
No, not at all. I mean, I definitely get nervous for sure before Knox and Nationals. I was really nervous. I'm sure once Sunday comes around, you know, I will have butterflies, but right now I haven't felt any, which has been nice. It kind of helps you, you know, keep focused, I feel like, and not, you know, have bad thoughts creep into your mind. So no, I'm just really truly am excited to have this opportunity.
What's your relationship like with Chad Knaus?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never like gone to dinner with him yet, but no, I think, again, like speaking about Cliff and his leadership, Chad as well, you know, I think, and Cliff's learned so much off of Chad. So seeing how Chad leads the competition meetings and you hear about how he is in the shop throughout the week, it, for me being new to Hendrick, it gives me a little glimpse into why Jimmy and him were so successful, because he's just very driven and you're a great leader. So yeah, I think his role at Hendrick Motorsports is fit perfectly for him, and he does a great job at it, and I think he's a big reason of, you know, why we've all four been fast this year.
How involved is he with y'all?
With the drivers? He'll, you know, he's involved, like, trying to get us organized with schedules and stuff for when testing's coming around and who can do what and whatnot. You know, before the season started, I remember him reaching out a lot about, you know, fitness stuff and that. Yeah, so I don't know. He's more hands on with the crew chiefs and the teams and stuff, you know, than the drivers. I think, you know, the drivers are kind of, you know, they just do their own thing really, and you know, they, you know, we all have our own kind of weekly routines and stuff, and how we approach our weekend, and you know, I think he trusts in our prep and believes that we're doing everything we can to go out there and compete.
How do you describe the championship environment here in Phoenix that has hosted championships in many different sports?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, we have just started this media day. It's my first time, you know, so I didn't ever get to experience what it was like in Miami and stuff, but I love Arizona. It's beautiful. I really enjoy it. Everything's nice out here. You know, nice buildings, nice restaurants, nice people. So I think this is a perfect place for it. And, you know, Phoenix having a sold out crowd, you know, I think the West Coast fans really love their NASCAR. So, it's just, yeah, it's a great place, and they do a great job, you know, with their facility and hosting the championship here.
How gratifying would it be to win it here on the West Coast, being from California, and also not just that, for the Asian American community as well?
Yeah, it would definitely mean a lot. Yeah, I mean, I feel like if I could win, this is almost as close to home as it gets for me. So I've got a lot of friends coming, my family, you know, My parents, my sister, my kids, my wife, a lot of my best friends are coming to the race. A lot of you know, sponsors for my dirt side of things are going to be here. So personally, yes, it would mean even more, I think, to win it here. And then, yeah, I mean, too, for the Asian community, that would be something to be proud of. And, yeah, it would be really neat.
You've probably been asked this, so I apologize, but you are the four finalists. You're the only one who's never been in this position before. Does that matter? Does it feel different to you? What's the pressure?
I don't think it matters. Yeah, it's just, I think, you know, Chase proved last year it doesn't matter. So, as long as you know, do a good job on the weekend, which we've been able to do kind of all year long. Yeah, that's really what matters. I don't think, you know, not having championship four experience really matters.
Your first practice and qualifying this weekend, which is different from most weekends this year. What does that do for you guys, and how do you guys prepare for this weekend in terms of what you're looking for tomorrow and then into Saturday?
Yeah, we've had practice a few times this year. The couple times we've had it on ovals, it's more just been, you know, we haven't had to work on our car much. So I hope it's that way tomorrow. And we can kind of just get into a rhythm and figure out how the track is changing and stuff like that and plan ahead for your adjustments you might need to make. Excited about qualifying. You know, we haven't qualified, you know, much this year. So it is a bit, you know, nerve wracking, but I think all of us are probably excited to go qualifying again.
And you can adjust the car and do everything. Is there a concern that you can maybe bow yourself out almost and overthink it?
Well, I think the good thing, yes, there's that, but the practice is so short that I don't believe that you have a ton of time to dial yourself out. You know, I think if it was, which I think it's just one practice session. So I feel like if there was, you know, two practice sessions, that would, you know, open up the opportunity with that break in between to throw big changes at the car. And yes, you could hit on something or, you know, dial yourself out. But we right now, you know, hopefully everything is smooth and our car is handling right, because, you know, as of right now, we don't plan really to make many adjustments.
Having clinched a spot in the championship four already weeks back, what has that anticipation been like for you coming into this weekend?
Yeah, just it's been good to kind of look ahead to Phoenix. And yeah, I'd here and there watched film the last few weeks just to kind of get familiar with the race and how it played out last year. And yeah, just, you know, good to know that you're getting the opportunity to race for a championship, you know, weeks ago was nice. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was definitely nice to go to Martinsville and not have to worry about points or anything.
Even talented drivers need good equipment to stay up front. I can ask you, you're a really good driver here at Hendrick's. It's been an amazing fit. Do you look at this season as one of those just great seasons where everything fell together, or is this the new normal for Kyle Larson?
Well, I hope all of it. I hope this is the new normal. I would love to win, you know, 9 races a year for the rest of my life, but I don't know. It's you know, all about opportunity, and I feel like I've been, you know, blessed with a great opportunity with a great team. With, you know, Cliff Daniels leading it. So yeah, I mean, I think timing too is important. And yeah, I mean, it's been really good, and I'm glad that we've been able to take advantage of it.
I can only guess how long you've known the Tarleton family, but when they come on board with the NASCAR team and all that, what does it mean to have a sponsor like them, a family like them, come and support you at this top level of racing this year?
Yeah, you know, Tommy, so I used to compete with Tommy, and we were actually big rivals when I was racing sprint cars, probably when I was like 15 16 17. We just like didn't get along, and you raced hard, you wrecked each other a few times. He wanted to kill me one night at Tulare. And then yeah, you know, when he retired from full-time sprint car racing, we became, you know, good friends. And then he became a big supporter of mine in the dirt side of things. And then this year, when he called me with the idea to sponsor the cup car, I thought, you know, I was like, no, like, that's not real. Like, you can't do that. But man, it's been cool. Really, really cool to have him, you know, be a supporter in the cup side of things too. And a primary sponsor at Vegas was awesome. And they had a lot of people there, and, Yeah, so he's coming into the race for the race on Sunday. So I'm happy to have him coming, and yeah, I hope we can continue our I know we're going to continue our friendship for a long time. I hope we can continue the partnership in all of my racing for a long time too.
And there's another championship next week, the USAC Championship here in Arizona. Did you ever get a chance to race at Manzanita, or even if you didn't, what did you hear about that track? You know, before it got torn down.
Yeah, so I actually ran my first ever midget race there. And surprisingly, Tyler Reddick's dad was the owner of the car. Tyler wasn't old enough to race yet. So, and I was only like 13 or 14. So I ran my first ever midget race at Manzanita on the little track. I think when you're a rookie, you're there, they would make you start last. And I think I started like 18th and ran up to sixth or something like that. So that was cool. And then I want to say I ran one of my first ever World Outlaw races on the half mile there. And we were, you know, our equipment was not half mile capable. So I was super slow. I think I finished like last. But yeah, and then they tore the track down shortly after that. So, but I remember going to a lot of races there when I was a kid. You know, my parents, we would drive from California to Arizona to go to Manzanita and watch, you know, the Nauman Smith Cars race. So yeah, I miss that place. I know everybody does, but yeah, Arizona's definitely got a strong, you know, history for non-wing, you know, sprint car racing, especially.
With your background in dirt racing, you brought a lot of fans over from that dirt background and stuff like that, and watching NASCAR, some of them for the first time ever. What's your reaction to that been like this year?
Yeah, so I get a lot, you know, a lot of times, you know, fans, especially the dirt races, will come up to me and tell me that, you know, I'm the reason why they're watching NASCAR again, and that makes me feel really good. And then, you know, when I see at the racetrack, you know, NASCAR fans who might tell me they went to their first dirt race because of me, and they love it now, that also makes me feel really good. And seeing, too, at the NASCAR races, or any race I run, you know, the kind of different t-shirts that people are wearing of mine, you know, a lot of times at NASCAR races, I'll see people wearing sprint car shirts of mine, and you know, at the dirt races, you'll have, you know, their number five gear on. So it definitely makes me feel good that I feel like I'm doing something positive for the sport and growing it. Cause that's really, you know, the ultimate goal of mine is just to, you know, put this sport in a better spot the day I'm done than when it was when I came in.
There's been a lot of talk about crossover between like IndyCar and NASCAR having a big weekend together. Would you want to try to do something like that with the World of Outlaws maybe?
Well, the World of Outlaws, I mean, they do, you know, they just released their schedule. They're not going to Vegas, but, yeah, typically they'll be at, you know, Vegas running across the street when we're there later that weekend. You know, the sprint cars run on like Wednesday and Thursday or something like that. You know, Lakeside they'll run, which is only like 15 minutes from Kansas Speedway. The Outlaws were just there when we were there. But yeah, I don't know. It takes a lot to, you know, say they were to build a track in the infield or something like that would take a lot. You know, Indy was able to do that with and we run the BC39 race there. If they could do it on the same weekend or same, you know, week when all the fans are there for, you know, say the Brickyard and the IndyCar weekend, that would be awesome. But it just takes a lot of hard work.
And then what's kind of been the fan reaction to like NASCAR's playoff format, considering that, you know, dirt racing is kind of more classic traditional year long points, that's how they crown the champion. Has fans kind of been a little shocked by that from the dirt side, seeing NASCAR for the first time?
I don't know. I haven't heard a fan say anything about it.
Kyle, we always hear drivers talk about how much it means to just make the championship four, how hard it is. Has any of that set in for you now that you're here, now that it's championship four week?
I don't know. I think for how good our team was, I didn't get to honestly like experience the toughness of the final round, right? Yeah, we won the first two races, so I never felt that high pressure in that final round, which was great. I would much rather do that than going to Martinsville like say Truex had to, and the swing of emotions, you know, in the final 50 laps. Like I was watching him last week thinking, glad, you know, I'm glad that I'm not having to deal with the emotions that he's having to right now. But yeah, I don't know. It's just a great opportunity, and either way, I'm excited to compete for a championship.
What about just reminding yourself to enjoy the experience being in this for the first time? As big as this weekend is and how busy it will be, will you
try to remind yourself to enjoy the fact that you are here, your team did make it here?
Yeah, definitely. Even, you know, I don't think any of us would be lying to you if we said that we hate doing media. But, like, I'm really been telling myself all week to, like, really soak it in and enjoy all this, because who knows if I'll ever make another Final Four. So, yeah, I'm definitely trying to, you know, enjoy it all. Enjoy it with my friends and family and team. You know, I got a lot of friends coming in for the race. My kids and wife are here for the first time in a long time to watch me run a cup race. So, yeah, just try to really enjoy it.
Along those same lines, when you talk about media, what have you learned this year? What has it been like to be more in front of the media? Obviously, when you're more successful, you probably have more obligations. You talk to us a lot more. What has it been like for you just getting into the swing of things, of being, I guess, more visible in the Cup Series this year?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It doesn't... I think with, like, all the bullpens and stuff that we have now, like, I don't feel like I'm getting interviewed any more than I did before. You know, maybe, I mean, we win more, so we go to the media center afterwards more often than I'm used to. But I don't know. I like talking about good things, and it's been a lot of good things this year. So, yeah, it's been good. No, I think because of COVID or something, maybe it still seems down, or, you know, Hendrick Cars doesn't ask much of me. So I'm not busy. And in the events that I have done for them this year, which has been, I mean, probably 10 or more events, but it's always extremely organized and really easy and fun. They make it. So, yeah, nothing's been, like, more difficult year this year. If anything, it's all been... not easier, but just more positive stuff, because we're running good.
As far as like soaking it up.
Oh,
like,
sorry. I'll get you next.
How much do you think is tied to knowing, like, a year ago, you were as far away from this moment as you could think of?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's, yeah, I mean, a little more than a year ago, I didn't think that I was going to be the Daytona 500. So, yeah, now, yeah, I definitely didn't think that I was going to be competing for a championship. So, yeah, I'm just, like I've said a lot, I'm just very thankful, you know, for Rick Hendrick and what he was able to do to put me in one of his race cars, in the best race car in the series, and, you know, now compete for a championship. So pretty surreal, for sure, seeing where I was a little more than a year ago.
Kyle, you're a collected race car driver. Is there any ambitions that you, is there anything that you still want to do to come? Like, we've seen a lot of crossover with Sage Karam and Santino Ferrucci coming from IndyCar and doing both NASCAR and IndyCar. Is there any ambitions of any other types of racing that you want to do before?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm, like, right now I'm just focused on this week and what I've got coming up in the next couple months. But, yeah, I mean, I'm still young. So, like, I'm still in my 20s, and I would definitely entertain the thought of trying anything. So, And I think, you know, a lot of owners see that in me and would hopefully be willing to give me an opportunity and something if I wanted to try it. But I'm not sure what exactly that is. Like I said, I'm open to try anything.
Like, yeah, I mean, you just, like, you know, like, you know, usually Charlotte 600 day, you know, Formula 1, Indy 500. Like, do you ever say, like, man, I'd love to run one of those races?
I would never turn down the opportunity. It's just tough, you know, with obligations of being a full-time NASCAR driver. You don't really, like, even if those opportunities were out there, most of the time you couldn't do it just because you're so busy with what we do on, you know, during the weeks and on the weekends in NASCAR.
Do you feel any extra pressure going into this weekend, or is this just another race for you?
So far, I don't feel any extra pressure. I think that could change once we show up to the racetrack and you see all the cameras on you and all that, and you have practice, so I think if you're not fast, then you can feel the pressure, or if you're fast, you feel more pressure. But as of right now, I don't feel any different. But like I said, I think it could change maybe later in the week.
How much focus are you guys putting on in qualifying and practice?
We're gonna have our pre-event meeting here in a little bit with the five guys, But, you know, I've been at the shop a lot this week and talking with them. It doesn't seem like we'll do much different than we've done at the other events that we've had practice on ovals. You know, our car has been pretty good at those races, where we're where we've just been out there kind of logging laps and seeing where the track trends and haven't made many adjustments during those practice sessions. Qualifying's unique too. We haven't qualified hardly at all this year, so an opportunity to better your starting position and your pit stall selection and stuff like that. So just try and focus really hard and prepare and be ready.
Many of the conversations have been about how you're the favorite for the championship, but do you feel there's anything that maybe holds you back, maybe hindering you from getting that first title?
I don't know. I don't think you can look at any of the four of us and really pick a favorite. I think, a lot of the races I've won this year on the 550 package, high downforce stuff. So, I mean, you could look at it. Maybe that's what would hinder me. But we've been good at the 750 races too. So I think it's pretty equal. And, yeah, I'm excited to compete with these three other guys.
Says about your ability to adapt as a race car driver. You've had success across all these eras with the Gen 6.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, everybody has. Like, I don't think that there's one person that was hurt by this high downforce, low horsepower package who used to be good in a higher horsepower car. But I don't know. I mean, I think my experience racing a lot of different cars maybe helps me adapt a little bit quicker. I think everybody gets to that point of their peak performance in that type of, aero engine package. But maybe I can just adapt a little bit quicker. But I don't know. Everybody's so good in the Cup Series. You could throw any, kind of rules package at us, and we're all going to get up to speed pretty quickly.
Has this next-gen car that you've tested, does it race like anything you've driven before?
So I've only made a handful of laps in it at the road course. I haven't been around other cars yet. So I can't even give you an honest answer yet because I don't have enough experience yet to have an opinion on how it'll race around people. In the laps that I've ran at the road course, it's got way more grip, slower top speed, but way better grip. Tires, brakes, everything. You can carry a lot more speed in the corners. The slow stuff isn't as slow. So it was fun.
How does this week feel in comparison or similarity to the lead into big events like the Chili Bowl or the Knoxville Nationals?
Well, it's different. I mean, you don't have like all this stuff for those races. So yeah, it's different. I mean, this feels more like Daytona, like get ready for Daytona or something. But yeah, I don't know. It's really just started today, too. Like, I mean, 30 minutes ago it started.
Right.
How much do you wish the championship was still at Homestead right now?
I don't care. I wish the championship was at Homestead with high horsepower and low downforce. I feel like I would be feeling really good about it then. But with the high downforce, low horsepower package, I think a lot of my advantage at Homestead isn't there anymore. So I feel like I've got probably a better shot here at Phoenix than I would at Homestead.
There's been a lot of pictures on social media this week, people taking pictures of you when you're this high with this guy or that guy or the other. And the one that sticks out in my mind is when you dressed up like Jeff Gordon. And I guess it was Halloween.
I think it was first day of kindergarten.
But, to kind of come full circle now and be running for a championship with a guy, for that guy, I mean, and for Hendrick and for all the, have you had time to kind of think about how far your career has come?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I would have, who knows what I was thinking at 5 years old or whatever, but I think Jeff Gordon was like my favorite driver growing up, and then getting to compete with him for a year. I think he retired in 14 and ran some races in 15, so get to compete with him for a little more than a year was really neat. And then become friends with him is really cool. And then too, when you're a young kid, like you think all these your heroes and stuff are like these they're not human, but getting to be around Jeff a lot, he's as normal as it gets. And I think that's what's really cool about being in the position I am now, to like see more of who he really is, you know, instead of just the extremely good race car driver and famous person that, you know, I wanted to meet someday, he's just a normal guy. So I think that's what's, what I take from that little kid to who I am now, getting to really learn who Jeff Gordon is.
And what about the advice that he's given you, you know, along the way since you've become part of the Hendrick fold?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure like specific advice he's given me. I think just me knowing that he's there for any of us if we ever need it. I think on the business side of things too is kind of where his career is at now. So I think there's more advice on that side of things than really necessarily, you know, driving or something like that. So it's just, yeah, I mean, he's a successful human being, both in a race car, but especially out of the race car. And I think that's what I feel like I can take from him nowadays.
So, Kyle, this weekend is kind of billed as the battle of the two biggest teams. Has there been any discussion about maybe a split strategy so you can get Hendrick in the winner's circle?
No, not at all. I doubt that there will be any split strategy.
Had any extra advice from Chase with winning last season?
No, I mean, no advice. I haven't really seen him much. And I don't know like what advice there is to give, right? It's another race. Same laps as it was earlier this year. So, I don't really know what advice he could give.
How did it feel to go in as the favorite?
I think a lot of you guys might consider me the favorite, but I don't really think any of us are a favorite. I think we're all pretty equal. So, I don't view myself as being a favorite. I don't view any of us being a favorite. Yeah, so I was Hendrick's got this really cool team center for like engineers and stuff at the shop. So yeah, I got to go there. That was my first time in that room. I got to sit there and watch the race and all the TVs and looking at all the data they had to look at to relay it to the teams at the track. So yeah, that was such a unique experience for me to be able to watch it from that side of things. And I feel like that could, you know, it's not going to benefit me, but, you know, maybe, you know, just, I guess, being there and seeing what else goes on. Because I would never know, like, what they do in that room. I would just hear about it. So I actually got to see it. And, yeah, you know, see the excitement in everybody when Chase won was really cool. Yeah, I mean, I definitely remember leaving that room that night, you know, after Chase won the championship and being way more excited. I mean, I was obviously like extremely excited to be back in a cup car, but I remember walking out of that room thinking like, wow, this is, I mean, I'm racing for they just won the championship. I'm racing for the best team going into this season. So I was extremely pumped up for the season start as soon as Chase won last year.
Knowing you've gone through that, what does this week feel like?
Yeah, I think this year has felt good to prove to myself that I am who I thought I could be, and I guess prove to a lot of people that I am who we thought I could be. Getting to compete for a championship, I think ultimately verifies all of that. So, I'm just... You know, I'd been super successful in everything else that I've raced, but I hadn't quite, you got to show it in cups. So just glad that I could come into great equipment and really, you know, show what I thought I was capable of doing.
Kyle, Denny said that he thrives off chaos and more of the swirling around him in life and everything. The better for him. What do you thrive off that is like the perfect mindset for you to be going to the track?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't really like read into what I thrive in or what makes me thrive or anything. I think just racing, knowing that I've got a race coming up makes me thrive to prepare for it. But yeah, I mean, everybody handles it different and Denny is, he's definitely got a hectic life.
Are you doing anything different this week to prepare for this race versus, like, any other cup race, I guess?
No, not at all. The week's shorter, so, I mean, you got to kind of start looking at stuff earlier in the week. You know, where on other weekends when we just show up and race, you know, I'll watch. I won't do, like, a whole lot of studying before we have our team meeting on Thursdays and sometimes our Fridays. But, like, this week, yeah, I've been watching a lot and stuff, and then usually I would watch a lot, like, the night before the race just to be really fresh. Where now, like, I got to do that all earlier in the week to be ready for practice and then, you know, still do a lot of that throughout the weekend.
Speaking of practice, by the end of the day Sunday, do you think having practice and qualifying will have played a role in the championship this weekend?
I'm not sure. It could, for sure. But in the other oval races that we've had practice, you know, Nashville and Charlotte, I don't think practice played a role at all. In the race, you know, maybe for qualifying, you know, because we can do a mock run and stuff and get familiar with that. But as far as the race goes, it didn't seem like it played out or had an effect on the race. So I don't think that it would here, but it could.
Do you prefer either way? Would you have preferred either way?
I mean, I look at it both ways. Like, I'm glad that we can practice so you can get an idea of how your car is and where you stack up with the other guys. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, it's practice is an opportunity for others to get better. So, and I feel like we've done a really good job this year of just showing up and racing. So, you know, part of me wishes that we could have just did that again. But, yeah, like I said, you can kind of take it either way.
Trips was talking about his 2017 season and kind of similar to the year you've had this year, going into this race with the weight of the world on his shoulders. Do you feel that, like, the weight of the world on your shoulders? Like, you have to win this championship to complete the season?
I haven't yet. I don't think I will, because I feel like the way I've kind of felt about it is we've had a great season already. So, yes, for sure we want to win the championship. But if not, you know, it's still been a great season and one to be proud of. So I don't know. I don't feel the weight of my shoulders or weight of all this on my shoulders. I don't know. I think that's a good thing, but I don't know. Just trying to treat it as another race, really. I'm trying not to read too far into anything.
At what point this year did you feel confident that you did? The number 5 team was the best team in the Cup Series?
Yeah, I don't know what specific moment. Was Atlanta before Vegas? I can't remember. It was early in the year. You know, sometime, you know, Atlanta or Vegas, I felt like, you know, I knew we had a great team before the season started, but once we started, you know, dominating those couple races, I knew we had probably the best team. You know, Denny was doing a better job, you know, finishing top fives and stuff every week than me at that point. But yeah, I knew my car was really good and my pit crew was doing a great job. Cliff, everybody. So yeah, I had confidence from early on in the season.
It sounds like you guys are going to have, like, normal teamwork, planning, things like that leading into this and prep work. Is there a point, though, say come on Sunday, that kind of goes out the window and it becomes every team for himself?
I mean, every race, as soon as the green flag drops, it kind of is. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't view it any differently, I guess, in that aspect. Well, I don't read into it really, because I don't feel like I'm the favorite. I don't feel like any of us are a favorite. So, yeah, I don't. As long as I don't believe that, then it's fine. So, yeah.
What do you think gives you the greatest advantage going into this weekend to win? Like, why do you think your team is going to win?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know. Maybe just the experience of winning a lot this year and the confidence that brings, but I don't know.
Do you feel like it's you against the other four drivers, or to sort of expand on what Zach was saying, that or that it's, you know, two teams against each other?
No, I definitely think it's us versus the other three guys for sure. I don't think, you know, obviously if I can't win, I want Chase to win, but yeah, I'm going to race Chase just as hard as I'm going to race Denny and Martin.
What's the respect level between the four of you? I can't think of you having any big run-ins with the other three. What these four, this championship four, what's the respect level here?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak on how they feel about me, but I respect the heck out of the three competitors and their talents. I'm really looking forward to, you know, battling each of them. I feel like it's the best four teams are in the final four. So, you know, Chase and Martin being past champions, Denny being as close as he's been a few different times to winning championships and how consistent he's been this year. I mean, I think we all respect each other a lot. At least I feel like, you know, I respect everybody a lot.
What can you say about the entire five teams' efforts this season? It seems like, you know, from Cliff all the way down to the pit crew and the road crew, like, you guys have been
Yeah, for sure. I think that stems from Cliff's leadership and how he, you know, holds everybody to a high standard and all that. But yeah, it's been nice to, you know, come down pit road and be confident in your guys and knowing that you're going to have a good stop, being confident in your race car and your race team that it's going to be fast when you show up to the racetrack. So it's just, I mean, it's kind of what you would imagine Hendrick Motorsports, any team at Hendrick Motorsports being like. No, because maybe at a dirt race, he hasn't been to any of the cup races I've won this year. He was able to come to Victory Lane at Charlotte, but he had a baseball game that day. But, he actually, I don't know, month and a half ago, he was like, Dad, why don't you ever win a NASCAR race when I'm there? You always finish second when I'm there. Yeah, hopefully that'll change this weekend with him there.
Doesn't Audrey like cheer for William Byron?
Loves William Byron, yes. We had a little team outing at the shop on Tuesday, and William was there, and I brought my kids. So, yeah, she got to go take a picture with William, and she was too shy to talk, and she was, you know, embarrassed trying to, you know, she was like pushing me and hitting me and just trying to, you know, she was acting goofy, I think, because she was nervous, but loves William Byron. And yes, she cheers for William way more than she cheers for me.
How crazy do you think restarts could be on Sunday?
I think they'll for sure be crazy. They always are at Phoenix, you know, because of the dog leg and how open it gets. I don't know. It could be just as crazy. I think it could be less crazy. Yeah, you know, because I think of what's at stake for four guys, and I think the other drivers kind of respect that a little bit more so than they would at a, you know, the race here in March or whatever March it is, I think. I think it could be just as crazy or less. I don't see it being more crazy than normal.
In the spring, you had a really fast car, made 145 green flag passes thanks to a couple of speeding penalties. Is that something that kind of weighs on you, like looking back at Phoenix to this race now?
No, I think, honestly, I answered that question a little bit ago, and the way I answered it, I'm honestly glad that I had those two speeding penalties there earlier this year, and then I'm glad I had two speeding penalties last week at Martinsville, because it kind of raises your awareness. You study it a lot harder going into this week. You look at why you made those mistakes, and you're just more conscious and aware every time you come down pit road now to not make those mistakes. I haven't been with him much this week, but when you said fired up or whatever, I thought that he's still fired up about Martinsville.
He is. Yes.
Yeah.
He's fired up about everything.
Yeah, okay.
His tank is full of motivation.
That's cool.
So, you compete against him in
golf. And he also did say that he started racing you a lot harder in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
How do you two race each other? Like,
yeah, I don't know. What's that?
Because you're friends.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't race him any differently. I feel like I race everybody with respect, and I feel like, you know, he races with respect too. So, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a couple weeks in a row in the summer where, you know, he put us both in some tight situations where I kind of had to bail out of the throttle, otherwise we were both going to wreck. And that's because we were getting close to, you know, the regular season point stuff. But, you know, I think I do a good job of, you know, separating that from off track, you know, like, and nothing he did was dirty or anything on the track. It's just, you know, I feel like a lot of times, you know, you could maybe get upset on the track and then you don't talk to each other. You don't like each other for a couple weeks or something off the track, where I'm not like that. So, I look forward to, you know, race with him as well as, you know, Chase and Martin.
He said he's part of a dying breed of drivers, like with Kevin Harvick, and that other drivers don't have a respect. Do you see that? Do you notice a difference of that?
Like other drivers, they race with respect, but others don't.
Yes.
Tough guys. Yeah. They're tough guys.
Yeah, they're the tough
guys. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's definitely he's not Tony Stewart for sure. So,
make sure you tell him that.
Yeah, no, yeah. Don't spin it the wrong way either. Okay, yeah, no.
Well, he is Tony Stewart in that he admits he lives in chaos and thrives in chaos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He does.
He said he's very flatline. That he doesn't get too high. He doesn't get too
big. Yeah, for sure. No, I see that. I see that, and I honestly see that in all four of us. So I feel like we all kind of have similar personalities. You know, some of our lives are a little crazier than others, but yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, like when Tony leaves the sport, like somebody, I feel like, wants to take that role of, like when Dale Sr. Passed away, I feel like Tony kind of took that role. And then when Tony left, I feel like we're kind of like in between, like who's the next Tony to teach younger guys respect. I would say Kevin's more that guy than Denny, but yeah, I mean Denny's definitely, I feel like in the years that I've been in Cup, I've seen a change in him and how he, you know, leads, I guess, all the drivers really in, you know, meetings and stuff like that, and kind of, I feel like he does a good job of teaching young drivers of the, like, we're all worried about racing and driving, and he kind of opens your eyes to, like, how do we grow the sport.
Hey, guys, it's the last one for Kyle.
You can't keep
him? How are you going to get Chase in a sprint
car? So, yeah, I helped organize. I don't know if you saw, he's running a sprint car. But I helped organize that. He's raced for Tommy Tarleton, who sponsored my Cup car. So, yeah, he's going to run his car at Merced. So I'm excited. I think he'll adapt even better to a sprint car than even the midget, just because we race, you know, in dirty air all the time in Cup cars, and sprint cars, it's the same kind of concept. So I think he'll understand the dirty air side of it and be really good.
Are you running turkey night?
Yep. Is it really turkey night, though? It's not on Thanksgiving, so I don't think it's turkey night.
No, because Bob asked Chase about it, and Chase said there were, like, more details to be worked out.
Oh, well, then, yeah, I mean, maybe there is.
Yeah, he'll do it. You know he'll do it. So.
Maybe. Don't report it until he...
No. That's all right.